Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Healthy Pinoy.
Kasama natin ngayong umaga, thefitbodymommy.com founder Tara Tan. Welcome to SBS Filipino, Tara.
Hello. Thank you for having me, Claude. It's always good to be back. And Happy New Year, everyone.
February pa lang, most of us actually give up na talaga sa ating mga health goals kasi para ang hirap. Why do you think some of us give up?
I know. And I'm actually one of those, you know, it's very common na Feb pa lang, wala na parang give up na. And I think it's because how we started it, which is why I always tell my clients na, you know, ditch the resolutions. Hindi na yan gagana sa 2024, but instead, set clear intentions. So, anong difference? Intentions kasi it's more practical, and it's more doable. So, and when you think about setting clear intentions, there's this concept I teach called bioindividuality, which means there's no one diet or lifestyle that works for everyone. So, you know, people have their own unique needs, diba? Ikaw, Claude, as a mom, or maybe someone who's not yet a mom. So don't start something just because your favorite celebrity has done it, or maybe a friend of yours, it works for him or her. So set clear, before anything else, set clear intentions. So make it specific, start with something small. So instead of saying, oh, gusto ko healthier, diba, very generic and very, very general. So instead of just saying, oh, I want to eat better, you know, make it specific, saying, oh, I want to siguro replace my donut breakfast with a high protein breakfast, or like a bowl of yogurt, for example. So in that sense, parang you're kind of setting your mind na, I'm going to do it. And very specific siya. Or instead of saying, I want to exercise more, how about saying, I want to run 10 minutes a day for twice a week? So, wag yung big goals. It has to start with something small. If there's one book that everyone should read in terms of, okay, why am I failing with my habits? Start with that. So, Atomic Habits, it's about being 1% better every single day. So it's not saying, you know, you change your entire lifestyle, you change your entire diet. Very practical. So meron siyang 4 steps of creating healthy habits. So one, make it obvious. So if you want, for example, na gusto ko mag-exercise more, have your workout clothes at the side or foot of your bed. You don't hide it in your closet. So dapat umaga pa lang, ayan, nakikita mo na. So make it obvious. Okay. Uh-huh. Second, make it attractive. Invest in good workout clothes. Maybe meron kang gustong, ayan, very colorful tights, or maybe like, you know, make it attractive. Third, make it easy. Start with 5 minutes a day. Okay, wag ano, like 1 hour every day. Naku, after one try, wala na. Pagod na, right? And fourth is make it satisfying. So go for something you love to do. Okay, you don't have to run 30 kilometers a week. So how about go for dancing instead of lifting weights? Yeah. Or maybe you want to go swimming, especially now, summer, instead of running. So, or maybe find a yoga buddy, for example. So it has to be yung apat. And, you know, I've tried this myself because I do have my own ano din, parang personal goals. And it does work. Instead of just, you know, like putting it in your mind, I want to eat healthier, those don't work anymore. So it has to be something practical, something doable for you.
Ano naman yung strategies, Tara, that you can share to our listeners in maintaining naman yung balanced and nutritious diet? Kasi isa yun sa mga struggles natin, especially, di ba, pag may mga parties or like, you have a goal, tapos nakain ako ng maraming gulay at prutas pero hindi naman na-achieve. Meron ba tayong parang, siguro simple ways din o parang achievable way?
For me kasi, mindset is everything, di ba? If you see food as something that you're deprived of, you really crave for it. So instead of restriction, go for moderation. So I have this 80-20 rule. So 80% try to eat whole foods. And I'm going to give some tips, parang food swaps that are very easy to do. But then give 20% flexibility. Para hindi yung, ano, you're feeling deprived. Diba? In any thing in life, the more we deprive ourselves, the more we crave for it. Tama ba? Oo, diba? So... And especially for mga moms, di ba? You see your kids doing that too. So it's the same for us. Exactly. So the more you deprive yourself, the more you're going to crave for it. So if let's say, okay, gusto kong kumain ng cake, di ba? Don't deprive yourself. Have a bite or maybe have a small slice. Share a slice with your partner, di ba? Instead of, oh, ayoko niyan. And then when you go home, you're going to You're
Eat
going
the
to
whole thing.
binge. Oh, yun pala, bibili lang pala sa Woolies, diba? So, might as well have a bite and then you pair it with something else. So, when it comes to, I always get asked, what do I need to eat more of? What do I need to eat less of? So, for me, yung top talaga is PFFs. Yeah, madaling maano yan, ma-remember. PFFs meaning add more protein, add more fats, healthy fats, and add more fiber into your health. So in terms of protein, ano ba? Of course, the easiest we can think of is meat, right? I mean, meat is okay, but try to go for sustainably sourced. Kung eggs man, free range if possible, which is good because here in Australia, it's not as expensive as it is back home, right? So lean proteins, more white meat if you can, free range chicken if you can. Tapos also go for plant proteins. There's a lot of plant proteins available. Like tofu is the easiest and most accessible, and it's really cheap, right? Or if a lot of people kasi medyo ano sila sensitive to legumes, and sometimes it has to do with just adding a tablespoon or two. Wag damihan kasi it will hindi kasi if hindi sanay yung digestive system mo. So again, it's all about small incremental changes. So yun, I spoke about protein and fiber. So ano yung fiber? Of course, your fruits, your vegetables, your grains, for example, like instead of your usual white rice, maybe you can go for quinoa. Quinoa is kind of like a pseudo grain kasi mas more protein siya, but it's also very filling. So that's one thing na you can incorporate. I have a lot of quinoa salad recipes in my website for those na hindi sanay. Ano ba yung quinoa quinoa na yan? So healthy fats and of course the olive oil, the whole nuts, yes, avocado for example. So and the fish like salmon, ganyan. So and again, we are very fortunate kasi these are all available here in Australia. And then food swaps. So for me, simple sugars, swap your simple sugars, yung table sugar with all natural sweeteners. Basmati rice is also more filling siya. Plant proteins, non-dairy milk, like almond oats, soy. I make my own milk when I can. Of course, very important, swap your soda drinks as much as possible. I actually invested in meron kasi dito yung soda maker na water. So it's sparkling water, okay? Pero it's just carbonized. Kasi a lot of people think I'm craving for soda, right? Actually, you're just craving for the bubble, yung effervescence.
How do we incorporate mental and emotional well-being sa overall health plan natin? Kasi these two are also very important.
I'm glad you mentioned that. There's this concept I also advocate called primary food, which is different from secondary food, which is secondary food is yun yung pagkain, the food on the plate. But primary food, these are what we call non-food sources of energy. So merong apat, it's your relationships. Ano yung quality ng relationships mo? Like, are you getting support? Are you getting the connection? Do you have like a tribe that you can go to, when things are getting tough? Second is yung career. Are you inspired in what you do ba? Is it fulfilling? Are you stressed or are you getting the growth and development you need? Which, di ba, it really affects talaga our mental health, especially if mommy ka. Third is yung physical activity. Are you energized? Do you get enough movement ba? Or are you depleted? And then fourth is the spirituality. So connected to what you're saying, which is around mental well-being. So when you talk about spirituality, it's not necessarily like being religious or your religion, but it's all about, are you taking care of yourself? Are you giving yourself that love, that headspace, that time, and that compassion? So are you getting that proper rest and disconnection, right? So for me, it takes effort to do that because say, especially for us, women, we are wired to say that we are okay even if hindi na talaga kaya, tama?
Laban lang
So,
kumbaga.
oo, kasi parang we tend to see it as a weakness if we're saying that we're not okay. Kasi we have to be okay, right? We have to keep things together. We have to look after everyone. Are you giving yourself the time to heal, di ba? Or to just rest. It's not enough to just be at home. Maybe you need to go away for like even if it's just an overnight where you get to be taken care of. Hindi ikaw yung parating nagbibigay.
Magbibigay.
Oo. I guess to wrap that up, it's okay to not be okay. And there's no shame in saying that. But in fact, it's very brave for us women to say na I need rest, I need time, I need to be better so that I can show up better for others.
That's amazing. I think you've covered what I was asking for, you managing stress already. You've shared na kailangan natin ng self-care, which is very important. So, Tara, ito na lang. Ano yung mensahe mo sa lahat ng mga trying to live a healthy life this 2024?
It's never too early or it's never too late to start looking after yourself. And you owe it to yourself, right? Like, don't do it for... Of course, we do it for our kids, right? We do it for our partners. We do it for our families. But most importantly, you do it for yourself.
Yeah.
And don't do it for self-image, or don't try to parabang ano to keep up with the social media. Although we are all victims of that, me included. You know, focus on what really feels good for you, on what it really means to be healthy for you. Because at the end of the day, it's what matters is how you feel and how you show up for yourself.
Healthy Pinoy. Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, o sa iba pang podcast apps.